Welcome back to Geekish Cast, Corner Gas, Fan Cast for episode 8, Cousin Carl.
You're getting better at that.
I am. It's rolling off the tongue. I am your host, Jeremy, joined by our co-host, Jules.
Hi. Hi.
And we're about to watch an episode of Corner Gas that I am not a big fan of.
Okay, but what I want to say is that I don't think it's that you're not a fan of the episode. Because when you watch the episode, there's so much good stuff going on in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a fan of Cousin Carl.
Yeah, but I think they make such a jackass out of him, it actually makes me dislike the episode.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So this episode was written by Chris Finn and directed by Rob King. A co-star or guest stars Mike Wilmott, a Canadian.
No. British.
No, he's Canadian. But he performs in the UK primarily.
Okay.
Yeah. You and I actually thought he was Brent Butt in costume.
At first. I mean, there's a lot of like, and then I thought, well, is he actually related to him? Is it a brother or something? Because, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently they...
They have the same fantastic physique and...
Big heads. Yeah. But apparently they used to play together in comedy clubs, and they got drunk one night and came up with the idea... Well, while Corner Gas was in pre-production, they came up with the idea, hey, you know, you should come on here and play my cousin. And then Mike one day, a couple years down the road, got a script in the mail to play
cousin that character.
So I think that's all the pre-setup we need for this episode, so I'm going to hit play.
Okay.
On Cousin Carl.
Fitzy's grandma, Helen Jensen,
Now we know she's Mrs. Jensen. So that means Fitzy is Fitzy Jensen.
Fitzy Jensen. I love her. Yeah. She is one of my favorite minor characters. I love that she say the whole idea that Oscar took care of the customers. Oscar, of all people.
Maybe he was different when he ran the store.
I don't think so.
You know what's so funny? It's like their hair.
What's going on with the weird hair?
The weird hair and everything reminds me of like the hot chick they'd parade out on Married with Children back in the 90s.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that.
Like the weird ringlets. And, yeah. Oscar is a people person.
In the same way that you're a people person.
Oh, yeah. So that's our first jackass of the episode.
Yes.
We'll see if we can keep track this time. If you're playing along at home and it's after 6 p.m., you could actually play a little drinking game as we do this. And every time Lacey hands somebody or pours a cup of coffee, you take a drink. And every time Oscar calls somebody a jackass, you take a drink.
Why does this have to be after 6 p.m.?
So I sound respectable.
If you're on vacation and are living by vacation rules and it's 9 a.m., go for it.
How's a cup of coffee? We actually had a listener from Canada reach out and offer to come on as our cultural liaison for
Love
the show.
That. So, yeah. Wait, and his name?
Oh, of course, now you're going to bring that out, and now I've forgotten it because I'm on the spot.
Okay.
Robbie Eleanor?
So, we're going to be working on the possible having a cultural attaché.
Attaché, I guess, might be the proper
term. I want to say attaché.
Yeah. But we're trying to work it out to have him on when we do the final episode of this season. I love Lacey. And then he'll come back here and there from that point up. A lot of people love Lacey.
Oh, here he is.
He just looks like a douchebag.
But see, until the end, you're actually only just seeing him through his eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have somebody like that who comes in and everyone else thinks they're lovely and we think they're horrific.
Exactly.
You know?
watching.
Here we go. Where, okay, where's Heidelberg?
Well, Heidelberg is from, well, I think it's from the Tacoma Brewery and, or, yeah, the Tacoma Brewery in Washington.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Columbia Brewery in Tacoma, Washington. That's what it is.
There you go.
And I'm pretty sure that's where that was made.
German beer made in Washington.
There's Germans in Washington.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's Germans in Modesto.
Alt Heidelberg Pale Beer. There's lots of Germans in Modesto.
Yeah. I must have lost my manners on British Airways.
He just... And then he shows up dressed like Mr. Peanut.
Is he like Mr. Peanut? I don't know why you loathe him so much. He's very tan. Is that part of it?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. We're, a week and a half out from our interview with Fred Iwanek.
Yes.
So if you got questions for Fred... Drop us a line.
Absolutely. And this week we just watched two Fred movies.
Young Triffy has been made away with.
Young Triffy has been made away with, which is inexplicably wonderful.
And The Delicate Art of Parking.
And The Delicate Art of Parking, which was...
Oh, quite good.
Really
both of
lovely.
Them. Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Triffy had a lot more going on. And
Triffy's just
the
like,
wacky sense
like
of things.
If, it's like an episode of... SVU, what is that? Law and Order SVU?
Yeah.
Mixed with a Charlie Chaplin movie?
Yeah, it was very strange.
Yeah.
It's
very
a strange. It's a slapstick comedy about a murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff, though.
Starring Fred Iwanek.
Yeah, yeah. Schmoozin' Hank. See, that's a thing. You don't come in and schmooze my friends that I treat crappy. I was just going to say, she's standing there. She's a heaving. Did you see her heaving?
Yeah.
She's... I don't know. This is delight.
Yeah, this is just stupid.
Round of coffees on me.
There's nobody in the place.
No. Now, this is an interesting, and I noticed this the last time we watched it. The section where he's standing. It's perhaps the only time we see Brent standing where he is standing. With these items in front of him. It's all like this toys and
novelty
childish
and,
stuff
yeah.
as he's feeling.
Oh, I didn't even make that connection. Yeah. Are those foot bags?
No, those are popsicles.
No, they're underneath them.
Oh, there are foot bags.
Canada foot bags.
Well, could be a hacky sack. Could be a hacky sack brand. Hacky sack. You don't know.
I think it'd probably say hacky sack on it.
He's back. No. This is wonderful. We yeah, I mean and family members too. There's always the one, you know, the yeah. everyone else. say Uncle Mike.
Let's not.
I quite enjoy Brent like this.
Okay, so I'm sure this has come up before, but apparently in Rollo, Saskatchewan, there is a real store that sells liquor and insurance.
And it's run by the mayor.
Yeah.
Or was run by the mayor at the time.
At the time. And that's where the idea for Wes's shop came from.
Yes. You know, really, Wes should just take the money. My taxes pay your salary.
You know, I feel
like that's what he was about to get. Yeah, exactly. The shirt Brent's wearing here, does it bother you?
It didn't, just me. But now that I'm looking at it.
Why? Do I just want him in the blue?
Probably.
Or the black. For dangerous, Brent. Is British... See, I don't...
We've never flown on it.
Well, no.
Well, there you go. It's a fancy airline.
So every airline we've never flown on is fancy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because
I've flown on all the crappy ones.
Well, I have too. Little poor, little emasculated Brent. Hey, Jeremy.
It's our friend Laura Cardinal. So, did I tell you about the dream I had last night?
Tell me.
Okay, so I had a dream that, for whatever reason, Lauren Cardinal and his partner had to move to Modesto, California.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So me and my friend Dylan are hanging out in our driveway. And I haven't seen Dylan in a million years, but
no.
Are hanging out in our driveway with Lauren Cardinal. Standing out there smoking cigars, drinking beer. Of course. And do you remember the episode where Davis was trying to become Safety Pete again?
Yes.
And he did some really bad cartwheels.
Yes.
So he does, Lauren, prompted by Safety Pete.
Now, taunts. Is he in the Safety Pete costume?
No, because we're all just hanging out, you're drinking beer in the driveway.
Hey, Lauren, do Safety Pete.
Yeah, basically.
Because that's what you would ask, of course, of all the things you would ask him to do.
So he does that. Well, and then one of our neighbors almost runs Lauren Cardinal over. I'm standing in the middle of the street, you almost ran over Lauren Cardinal.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have asked him to do Safety Pete.
I'm pretty sure it was Dylan that asked him.
You can learn Cardinal. Do some Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Like that would work for me. But Safety Pete. That's a great line.
That really is.
Sean Cassidy. I had a Sean Cassidy t-shirt with the, it was orange and it had, and then Sean Cassidy's face started to crack after I'd washed it.
Well, because everything was old iron-ons back then.
Yeah.
You went to a store, picked out a shirt and an iron-on. I remember that.
A No Fun Freddy?
I'll have to add that to the lexicon.
Got it. Write it down.
No Fun Freddy. Oh. See, there's things in here I like.
Yeah.
But I think they did too good a job writing Cousin Carl as a hate.
No, I think you skip over this one all the time because of Carl, but there's so much other lovely stuff. I mean, this. It sat overnight? Or has it been 2 days? It's just overnight. Hours? No, the drink he's made.
He said all afternoon.
All afternoon.
I love that line. It tastes like you beat a skunk to death with a salmon. It's unfiltered. It's only a couple hours old.
What did he make it out of?
rice, barley malt.
Ooh, I've got barley malt in the kitchen. Let's go. Oh, God.
Blah. Okay, that's enough of the sound. This is hilarious.
I can't even stand there anymore. That poor plant.
I bet you the plant's fine. It's right. Just all biodegradable, nasty matter in that drink.
Well, she's quite proud.
Oh, my God, that Santa is scary.
Scary Santa.
I still think they might sacrifice strangers to the crops in this town.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Just based off of Hank and Oscar.
Carl. Oh, so see, it's the watch and Carl's fault. I didn't get that before.
Forget about the whole thing.
Forget a boot?
Well, it's actually, if you ever listen, they don't say a boot. They say a boat.
A boat?
Yeah.
I think some people say a boot and some say a boat.
I think Americans say a boot when they're trying to make fun of Canadians.
Yes, they do.
After watching the Aboriginal People's Choice Music Awards,
yeah,
I think Lauren really does wear a lot of that Western cut, strangely embroidered clothing like the shirt he's going to have on here in a minute.
Maybe, but again, you don't dress yourself for those awards shows.
I dress myself when I watch them. I mean, sure, I have you do my
buttons.
I watch
them undressed.
I wonder who he could be talking about.
Farfan.
At this time, that was already a 20-year-old Volkswagen joke.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the only person who thinks that's funny. Fitzy. She get a ventriloquist dummy on that short notice?
eBay?
Nice. I don't.
It's just supposed
it's
to be
not
old.
Funny.
It's just old hammy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like it was funny when they were eight?
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's just supposed to be like Catskill style.
No, I get
comedy
it.
Duo, stupid. Nobody ever really laughed at it except when they were drunk at a club. Where are they, by the way?
They're in the, like the school gym or perhaps the... We see them here for the Woolerton dance.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Not the Woolerton
dance. Not
the
Woolerton
dance.
The
harvest
but
dance.
The harvest dance. Yay! The great Hank Oleum. He played along nicely. Nice.
Amazing.
he is amazing. Look. And she says she doesn't fit into the community.
Depends on the episode.
Yay, Hank Olio. I think mystifying is appropriate. See, at first I assume that he's, like, still in Brent's head.
Well, that's what I mean. It's...
Yeah.
That even seemed over the top for the character. But, yeah.
Yes. But now here's... So they made up, and now the rest of the town hates him. Okay, yeah. That's not even a word I get. A dink?
It's like a dingus, but with a K and no U-S.
Just kind of a dumbass?
I guess, yeah.
A jerk?
A jerk. A wiener?
A jackass?
A jackass?
Did you say a wiener?
I did say a wiener.
Really? I don't think that's it.
They were talking about eating hot dogs earlier, so...
They were.
Oh, senior!
He's working that. Oh, the plant is wonderful.
Look at them tomatoes.
Look at the tomatoes. Helen Jensen bringing it back around to Fitzy's grandma.
That was a nice framing device for the episode.
It's the man from GLAAD.
That's funny stuff. All right, so yeah, I mean, look, I don't hate the episode, but I do not watch it. Like, if I go...
No. I'm the one who has to insist to not skip over it.
Yeah.
But I just think there's lots of lovely bits in it, and so I hate, you know...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, Carl's over the top and a bit of a dink. A lot of a dink.
He's three-quarters dink.
On his mother's side. Oh, wait. On his father's side, because his mother is Emma's sister, right?
Do we assume that, or do we know that?
I think we know that.
See, here's the thing. Carl's existence says that one of them has a brother or sister who live in town or who have lived in town,
yeah. Yes.
That's always kind of weird. All right, so next week, it's the cell phone episode.
Oh,
one of the ones I say is one of the funniest.
Really, really good stuff.
But people who did not live through the mid-2000s and don't remember when people were getting smaller and smaller phones, younger people who only know the smartphone revolution and up.
Right, may not get it. But still.
Yeah, great episode. Lots of good stuff.
Good stuff coming. And then on the 15th or later after that.
Well, we're recording it on the 15th. So if you have questions, get them to me before then. I will ask them.
Yeah, questions for Fred Iwanek.
Yeah, if they're not stupid, I will ask them. I mean, don't be a jackass.
If they're stupid, maybe I'll ask them. Yeah. Well, yeah. Don't be a jackass. Don't be a dink.
Yeah, don't be a dink or a jackass. All right, guys. Well, Jules, you want to sign off?
You can find us on Twitter at The Geekish Cast. And you can find me at JulesVilmer.com.
At CornerGasOnline.com.
Yes.
And the regular website is GeekishCast.com.
There you go.
All right. So until next time. And actually, next time we'll be cell phone, but we'll be recording with Fred Iwanek that night. So
yes. All right.
Also, Tara Spencer-Nairn.
Yeah, let's
call
talk.
Us. We gotta start booking more of you people on. All right, everybody, take care.
Don't be a dink.
Don't be a dink.